Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Over 120 million Americans are under winter storm warnings, watches, or advisories as a big coast-to-coast winter storm brings snow, ice, and freezing temperatures to much of the United States. The storm has caused hundreds of flights to be canceled, and thousands have lost power from the Pacific Northwest to the Mid-Atlantic. President Biden approved an emergency declaration Sunday for all of Texas's 254 counties. President Trump praised his supporters for standing by his side. The president thanked his defense team and GOP lawyers for helping him preserve the rule of law and America's constitutional rights. Trump was acquitted over the weekend in his impeachment trial. New York City police have arrested a suspect in connection with four stabbing attacks on the city's A-train subway system that left two people dead since Friday. Rigoberto Lopez has been charged. New York City Police Commissioner Dermot Shea says 500 additional officers were being deployed to the city's transit system to make sure people feel safe. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Now that President Trump has been acquitted again under impeachment proceedings, what's the fallout? USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has more.
Senator Graham tells Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday that Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has hurt the party in the 2022 elections by blasting former President Donald Trump, saying it would be used against them in campaign ads. The Senate acquitted Trump of inciting the riot at the U.S. Capitol, falling 10 votes shy of the two-thirds majority.
The process they used to impeach this president was an affront to rule of law. He's the first president to ever be impeached without a lawyer, without a witness, without ability to confront those against him, and the trial record was a complete joke, hearsay upon hearsay, and we've opened Pandora's box to future presidents.
McConnell said Trump's, quote, crescendo of conspiracy theories caused the insurrection, but he voted to acquit because the Constitution does not permit the Senate to punish someone no longer in office. Seven Republicans found Trump guilty. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
We are USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
As cold weather blankets much of the United States, the extra demand on power could have consequences. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
It's not only cold now, but it's going to get colder for the next several days. One of the hardest hit states is Texas, where Andrew Barlow is with the Public Utility Commission.
When that happens, by nature, people are going to get indoors and they're going to turn up the heat. And if they have electric heat, if they want to turn on a lot of lights in the house, maybe might have the kids watch the TV show in one room and they're watching one in the other, the electricity demand can really jump.
Barlow also tells us one source of power, the wind turbines in West Texas, are iced up. Residential customers are being told to reduce their thermostats to 68 degrees or lower. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
A wreck on the last lap changed the outcome of the Daytona 500.
The first race of the 2021 NASCAR season was plagued by a rain delay that lasted lasted more than 5 hours and bookended my two large crashes. The Daytona 500 was only 15 laps old when a 16-car wreck brought out the yellow flag minutes before lightning brought out the red. Racing finally resumed around 9 o'clock Sunday night. On the final lap, teammates Brad Keselowski and Joey Logano collided, causing a train reaction crash behind them. Michael McDowell was able to avoid the wreck and slide to the front to collect his first career NASCAR Cup Series victory. Chase Elliott finished second, Austin Dillon third, Kevin Harvick fourth, and Denny Hamlin, who won the race's first two stages, came in fifth. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we've got DeRoy Murdoch with us, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, how you doing, buddy?
Great, Bill. How are you? Good to talk to you.
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Always good to talk to you. Boy, a lot going on here. Impeachment underway. Of course, it'll be in full force next week. The saber rattling continues. Democrats are still sticking to their story no matter what, that Donald Trump, the best they can hope for, if not the impeachment, as we talked about the last time, numbers do not seem to be there. But they want to make sure at least he's fully disqualified.
Well, yeah, I think that's what they want, and it's disgusting to abuse the Constitution, not because there was any high crime or misdemeanor, but they simultaneously say he's the worst president ever. However, if he runs in 2024, he might beat President Biden or President Harris or whoever the Democrats are running, so therefore they need to disqualify him. So which is it? That's the first thing.
Exactly.
And then secondly, as far as we can tell, based on the vote on the constitutionality of this entire procedure, which Rand Paul of Kentucky was brave enough to bring up, and they only got 5 Republicans to support this. They need at least 12 more in order to convict President Trump, and I don't see that happening. And what's most striking, they just do not have any evidence of incitement of insurrection. I mean, if they did, I'd say, all right, well, this is a serious trial, but they have been running on this, pushing this concept that President Trump used these fighting words that caused people to attack the Capitol and all that. And as an example, they point to him making the comment that he wants people to, if you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore. Oh, my God, fight like hell is terrible. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay, well, let's look at other people who have used that phrase.
Right.
Just last June 8th, Chuck Schumer said the Democrats would, quote, fight like hell for police reform after the George Floyd killing. Sherrod Brown of Ohio, September 23rd, said he and other Democrats would, quote, fight like hell, end quote, against a Brett Kavanaugh-like replacement for Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Mm-hmm.
And then Joe Biden, of all people, Joe Biden, December 1st, he said, quote, I want to make sure we're going to fight like hell by investing in America first. So if fight like hell is a phrase that causes you to be, justifies impeachment, then we got to get busy impeaching Joe Biden because he said fight like hell.
Yeah, I guess.
So,
well, maybe Nancy Pelosi is going to go on the floor of the House and say fight like hell now. Or that's in that that file of words that you cannot say anymore.
Apparently so. Yeah. Joe Biden said it, so let's get articles of impeachment filed on him. No, it's just ridiculous, and that's all. I mean, this is the only thing I've seen the Democrats offer in their article of impeachment as anything approaching evidence of anything President Trump said that would have incited this this mob that went in, I guess it was 3 weeks ago today, unfortunately, and created that total pandemonium, which I denounced then, I denounce here again.
Exactly.
And it's it's an incredibly, incredibly thin, quote-unquote, presentation of evidence. If Donald J. Trump did say anything truly incendiary, we would have seen that on videotape over and over and over. It would be in news stories. Mm-hmm. It would be on commercials. They would probably have T-shirts with this, bumper stickers. Oh, yeah. And they don't, which says to me they can't find anything that they can afford.
Exactly.
To.
Well, there would have been a scene like Braveheart, right? With faces painted, and right immediately following his statement, they would storm the Bastille. But even the FBI kind of quieted the left, because they said, look at on Facebook, we saw the activity for weeks prior that they were assembling this. Well, if this was an assembled activity before the president spoke, how do you say the president was the one, was the igniting factor, when this was coordinated weeks before the president spoke on January the 6th?
The only way to believe that is if you believe that the writers were psychic and had ESP and could read President Trump's mind and know what he was going to say on Wednesday, January 6th, and then I guess started planning this thing. It could be anywhere from but early January. In some cases, there is evidence they started planning this thing like November 9th, mm-hmm. which is months before this actually took place. So I think that their case is just, it's beyond flimsy. It's flimsier than Kleenex. Right. The Democrats should be embarrassed of themselves, and they really should drop this and get back to work doing things like taking care of the COVID-19 response and providing some kind of economic relief for small businesses, restaurants, American workers who are suffering as a result of the misdeeds of the Chinese Communist Party.
Exactly. If you were really serious about finding out what happened, well, then you would consider all the facts. But the Democrats have what they wanted to hear. I mean, it's almost like, the leading class of Jesus time, you know, heard Jesus make a blasphemous statement. That was enough. Let's tear the clothes, crucify him, and forget about any other evidence that would, clarify the statement, support the statement, or anything like that. They've got what they wanted. They've got the established media, pigpiling on their perception, and they've got a good percentage of the American people going along with this and believing that Donald, everything that happened on January 6th is Donald Trump's fault. Like as if Donald Trump bussed in a bunch of Antifa people, which there are clear reports that there were bussing in of Antifa types with helmets and gear, and they saw them going behind trees to change out of their clothing and change into clothing that would make them look like they were supporters of Donald Trump. Oh, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I think clearly there were genuine Trump supporters who were places they were not supposed to be. I don't want to let them totally off the hook, but there probably were troublemakers from Antifa, from other groups. Maybe they were the first ones who knocked down the barricades, and some of the non-Antifa people then followed. I believe, especially towards, half an hour after the doors were kicked in, people walked in thinking, oh, it looks like they've opened the Capitol for us. Isn't that nice? And they instantly walked in thinking it was, kind of an open tourist attraction.
But Roy, they even had police. D.C. police were there opening up the door and, pulling back barricades, according to many reports. Like this one gentleman, he had his three kids with him. And, the police officer opened up the door and it was like a, welcome. Welcome to the people's house, kind of thing. And so, go ahead.
It eventually got to the point where, if you can remember back to November of 1989 when the Berlin Wall finally fell, they just said, all right, well, we can't hold these people back, so just let them go. Mm-hmm. And I think they were just overwhelmed. I think the cops said, look, we can keep fighting these people or we're going to kill each other.
That's right.
We can pretty much just surrender, let them in, because there are a lot more of them than there are of us.
Yeah, but here we are. After all this, we're looking at the second impeachment of Donald Trump. I mean, how is history going to look back on this, DeRoy, what they've done to this president?
Well, it depends whether they're fair or not. If they are fair, they will remember that he said, among other things, I know that you'll soon be marching over the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. That doesn't sound like an attack, attack comment. And he said at the end, so let's walk down Pennsylvania Avenue. I want to thank you all. God bless you. And God bless America. Again, it doesn't sound like an attack order. So if historians are fair, they'll remember this. But I think the media have done such an amazing, overwhelming job of twisting and distorting and frankly spreading lies about this president from when he came down the escalator June of 2015 until today, and probably until the poor man is laid to rest, I hope, many years from now. And they've just completely presented a picture of someone who doesn't exist. This is, you know, quote-unquote, worse than Hitler, as
right.
people on the left have said, despite his tremendously successful economy, his efforts to and successful efforts to reduce black unemployment. We had under President Trump in 2019 the highest median household income simultaneously with the lowest poverty rate in American history. And many minorities, many women, many people even without high school degrees benefited from all of that. And if he really were the vicious, nasty monster that people claim he is, I don't think he would have attempted or even succeeded at those
exactly
the reforms that we were all lucky enough.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that the unemployment rate for homeless veterans was twice the national average? And without proper shoes, it's hard to get a job? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. People from all over the country helped us with our annual Songs and Stories for Soldiers Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans. There was a time this summer where we believed that probably it wouldn't be successful because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead and do it anyway. We reached out in the local community and on the various radio shows that I'm on, asked for their support. In a little over 3 weeks, we received 400 pairs of shoes and over 1,000 pairs of socks for homeless veterans so they can go out and look for a job and have a decent pair of shoes to wear. We at Songs and Stories for Soldiers and all the 400-plus soldiers who will receive these shoes and socks say thank you for your generosity. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez, live.
Just wait, like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our conversation with Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, founding member of Project 21 Black Leadership, DeRoy Murdoch, continues with us. DeRoy, conservatives have really taken a hit right square between the eyes, and it's like as if there's just been this pig pile event brought to you by the establishment media, Democrats, you know, big tech. When is the pushback? What do conservatives have to do in order to, have a voice here?
Well, I think the first thing and probably the easiest thing to do is just lay out the facts when the other side is engaged in hypocrisy, lies, unconstitutional behavior, or what have you. The piece I posted on Newsmax today gets into all the details of how Democrats have used violent words while attacking President Trump for saying, you know, peaceful and patriotic is code for attacking the U.S. Capitol. So my piece on Newsmax today explains all that. Another lesson is, I think there's safety numbers and there's danger in isolation. Mm-hmm. And there's no way that they can deplatform cancel and potentially put into camp 74 million people. They can't do that. So rather than hide under our beds, all of us need to speak up, speak loudly, just go forth and say what you believe. And there's just no way they physically can put away basically half the voters in the country. That's just not possible.
Exactly.
I have many conversations with friends of mine, literally whispering. I mean, talking like this very quietly about various political things. I go, "Why are you whispering? This is the United States of America." "Oh, I might lose my job." I mean, it's truly frightening. This is something brand new. People, might be a little bit shy about screaming their views, but at least they talk in a regular voice. And now people talk to me in whispers. It's like being in East Germany or something. It's just horrible.
Right.
But I think we need to stop that. We need to speak up, speak loudly. And again, there's no way they can hold all of us down. But if 99% of us hide, it's going to be a lot easier to oppress the 1% of us who actually hold our heads up and share our views as free-thinking, free American citizens.
Well, and this is what they want to do. They want us to, you know, fold our tents and just acquiesce and go along to get along. Although, surprisingly, what did you make of, Governor Ron DeSantis' statement against big tech yesterday?
I thought it was terrific. Ron DeSantis has impressed me all along. He's doing a spectacular job as governor. I think he has a great future ahead of him above and beyond the governorship of Florida. And I'm glad he said that if the big tech companies deplatform candidates in Florida, they ought to be fine. Now, he says $1,000 a day, I believe. Mm-hmm. That's nothing. I mean, that's barely.
That was $100,000. Maybe I missed it. Maybe I missed some zeros or something.
$100,000 is better. I'd make it a million. Cool million. Now, even a guy like Jeff Bezos or Mark Zuckerberg, Dorsey at Twitter, $1 million a day, that starts to chew into their fortune. So I just make it a huge number. And I don't expect that this Congress will do it, but I hope somebody at some point gives the tech companies an option. Look, if you want to be platforms on which anybody and everybody can get up and talk, you can keep the Section 230 protections against litigation. And if you want to be basically a publisher and pick and choose who you put on your platform, that's fine, but you're not going to be able to hide behind Uncle Sam's anti-litigation protections in Section 230. And you guys decide. You make a decision, and you can do one model or the other, but you can't do both. You can't be both.
Yeah.
There are some Democrats who've gotten fed up with Silicon Valley, despite the fact that they're sort of the chief propaganda organ of the left. But even some Democrats don't like that. And maybe there's a potential to get a left-right coalition on this and give this ultimatum to the Silicon Valley oligarchs.
We can only hope so, because the left seems to, spout that phrase until it comes time for election and time to get money and support. And the in-kind support that big tech offers to those on the left is enormous. I'm not even sure how to calculate it, DeRoy. Maybe decades down the road, they'll look back as a post-analysis and put some qualifying number on it. But it's a lot more than the cash that's been spent when you think about the influence that big tech has had.
You know, you actually can calculate the value of free publicity. You know, what would it cost a candidate to have bought that equivalent amount of airtime? What you cannot calculate, there's no formula to do this. What is the financial value of Twitter blocking the New York Post's Twitter account Exactly. When they came up, they published the story on Hunter Biden and his fishy legal deals and or his financial deals and the contents of his laptop. They had the oldest newspaper in America had its Twitter account shut down, I believe, for 15 days. I don't know how you calculate the value of that.
Right.
And I believe a poll after the election found 17% of voters said if they knew about the Hunter Biden story, they would not have supported Joe Biden. If he'd lost 17% of his support, Donald J. Trump would be sitting very comfortably in the Oval Office right now, doing beautiful things for American people. So that you could say, was decisive to Biden's victory. Independent of whatever you may think about election irregularities.
Yeah, the other part too, this immeasurable, is that the aspect of the way the cancel culture was very effective in shutting down, people. I mean, it was amazing that as many people would come to a Trump rally, for example, and even when they left, you had Antifa and others, trying to brutalize them and everything. So the attitude was one that is that you weren't going to be able to, publicly talk. Just like you said just a moment ago, people talk very softly when they talk, in certain areas, and particularly in New York, because I was there a couple of years ago talking to a friend, and she same thing, got very quiet about talking about conservative issues and talking about Donald Trump. She says, yeah, you can't say Donald Trump around here anymore without people coming after you. So, what is the potential, cost of being able to quiet people to where, as you know and I know, word-of-mouth advertising promotion, boy, that represents at least a clear third of an effective message.
You're absolutely right about that. And what's really stunning about this turn of events is, George Orwell warned about censorship being done by the government. We have something amazing, entirely, completely different, which is censorship being done by the private sector. The Democrats generally are not for privatization, but they basically have privatized censorship. It's not coming out of Washington, D.C. The dirty deeds are done in Silicon Valley and up in Seattle by private companies, which makes it much, much harder to fight. And I guess the ultimate privatization of censorship is even deeper and more pernicious than that, and that is self-censorship. I mean, you don't have to have Jack Dorsey or Mark Zuckerberg censor your website or your company or whatever. If you just personally decide, well, I'm going to keep my mouth shut. I won't even open my mouth because I might get fired, I might get beaten up, I might get ridiculed, I might be attacked on social media, what have you. And so the censorship becomes internalized, and that's the ultimate privatization of censorship. And that's censorship without having to kick people's doors down, beat them up, leave scars on their faces, give them black eyes. It just results in them keeping their big mouths closed.
Exactly.
And, that's really terrifying, and that's where we are today in the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Well, it's taken on such a broad personality. I mean, look what's happening with this report from the Daily Beast about the White House asking reporters in advance to share the questions with the administration before these pressers. What do you make of this?
Yeah, that's amazing. We heard for 4 years, Donald Trump isn't authoritarian and he's a fascist and it's the worst thing. And this guy got up every day, sometimes several times a day, and took multiple questions from journalists, very often hostile, nasty questions. And he sat there and answered them sometimes for half an hour, 45 minutes, sometimes an hour, particularly when he did his COVID-19 press conferences. He sat there for like an hour, so take, 25, 30 questions. It was remarkable. And you might not have liked his answers, but he sat there and took the tough questions and responded to them. And now we've got the White House saying, you've got to submit your questions in advance. I've never seen anything like that. That's just astonishing. And, of course, they'll pick and choose the questions they want to answer. They'll answer the ones that make them look good and the ones that are challenging or potentially embarrassing. They'll just, not call on those people.
Yeah, exactly. That's
like something you'd see in the old Soviet Union. This isn't like what you're expect to see in the USA, especially when the Democrats talk about returning transparency and, a quote, return to normal under Biden. It's not a return to normal. It's a return to the status quo ante in Eastern Europe before 1989.
Well, Jen Psaki's going to print up a new T-shirt everybody's going to be wearing with the title, I'll Circle Back. I don't know how many times she used I'll Circle Back. So that could be the next meme. We're going to circle back, and maybe that replaces Bernie's mittens. We'll have to see how that plays out.
Yeah.
DeRoy Murdoch has been our guest, as always. Appreciate his insight. Manhattan-based Fox News contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
You as well, Bill. Great talk to you. Thank you.
This is sponsored by IBM. A new IBM study of 3,000 CEOs across nearly 50 countries reveals how CEOs are navigating this moment of upheaval. Surveyed CEOs see the remote anywhere workplace as a top challenge looking ahead. Outperforming leaders are relentlessly focused on their people's well-being, even at the cost of profitability. This is critical since one in four employees IBM surveyed reported they plan to change employers in 2021, citing the need for more flexible work schedule or location as a top reason why. Also, CEOs named technology and regulatory factors as the top external forces that will affect their business going forward. Jesus Mantis, Senior Managing Partner, IBM Global Business Services, says,
"The pandemic has challenged leaders to reset and focus on what's truly essential, especially their people. The anywhere workforce requires company leaders to provide agile technology, adopt more empathetic leadership models that prioritize employee well-being, and to champion flexible and inclusive cultures in order to thrive."
To learn more, visit ibm.com/IBV.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Over 120 million Americans are under winter storm warnings, watches, or advisories as a big coast-to-coast winter storm brings snow, ice, and freezing temperatures to much of the United States. The storm has caused hundreds of flights to be canceled, and thousands have lost power from the Pacific Northwest to the Mid-Atlantic. President Biden approved an emergency declaration Sunday for all of Texas's 254 counties. President Trump praised his supporters for standing by his side. The president thanked his defense team and GOP lawyers for helping him preserve the rule of law and America's constitutional rights. Trump was acquitted over the weekend in his impeachment trial. New York City police have arrested a suspect in connection with four stabbing attacks on the city's A-train subway system that left two people dead since Friday. Rigoberto Lopez has been charged. New York City Police Commissioner Dermot Shea says 500 additional officers were being deployed to the city's transit system to make sure people feel safe. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
I love that he said we. One word of the most important document of our country. It starts out with we the people. It really puts the responsibility where it belongs, and that would be on you and me. Thank you for joining in. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, we've got Dr. Robert Jeffers with us, preeminent pastor. We're going to be talking about his new book, A Place Called Heaven. But before we do, Pastor, first let me welcome you to the show. Good to have you back with us as always.
Great to be back with you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, Pastor, I know that you were very close to Donald Trump, and many of us continue to pray for the peace that surpasses all understanding to be about this president as he continues, even as a citizen, to be, persecuted by those on the left. And I'm sure you've been in touch with him and continue to pray for him as well. Just real quick, your thoughts about his presidency and how grateful, many of us are for what he did for freedom's sake in 4 years.
Well, he called me a couple of weeks ago. We had a great discussion, and I'm telling you, Bill, he's the most resilient human being I know. He was in great spirits, and we talked about the last 4 years, and I said, Mr. President, you have been the most pro-life, pro-religious president in history, and we owe you a debt we could never repay. And I believe that, Bill. I mean, somebody asked me recently, a reporter, do you regret now supporting the president? I said, I have no regrets whatsoever. We supported this man because of his pro-faith policies, and I think as we see the leftist agenda of Joe Biden put into action, we're going to appreciate even more what President Trump did in appointing 200 federal judges, 3 Supreme Court justices to serve as a backstop against this radical agenda of the Biden-Harris administration.
Yeah, the what the left was able to do in, you know, bifurcating, you know, the body politic of our country is just absolutely disgusting. I wrote a piece last week, and I think you'd appreciate this because it was drawn from Genesis. And the statement was, who told you to hate Donald Trump? You know, and you think about the cabal that came against this president for all the good that he was representing. You know, our Lord God Almighty choosing life over death, you know, securing the livelihoods of many Americans, getting them off the welfare line, giving them a job. You know, the misery index had just absolutely fallen as a result of his leadership, canceling all these burdening regulations, making us energy independent, which we hadn't experienced since Truman, you know, on and on. But in spite of all those great things that Barack Obama or any, you know, even Bill Clinton would have loved to have had a tenth of the success of this president. The media and everybody else told us, no, we had to hate Orange Man bad, and get him out of there no matter what. And now you've got buyer's remorse. You got voter's remorse saying, hey, I didn't vote for this. What did you think? I mean, yeah, you know, it's like, you know, Joe Biden's been around for 50 years. You didn't think he was going to do that?
And what you've seen happen in the last 10 days, I mean, it's just amazing.
Yes.
All of the executive orders that are just promoting ungodliness. I'll be on Lou Dobbs tonight talking about Biden overturning the Mexico City policy yesterday. And this is the hypocrisy. Everybody talks about, oh, what a religious man Biden is. And I said in my op-ed yesterday, you can't be in the church on Sunday saying Jesus loves the little children of the world and in the Oval Office on Thursday signing a death warrant for millions of children around the globe by overturning this Mexico City policy. It is rank hypocrisy. It's rank liberalism. But the good news, Bill, and this is for your listeners, is even though the occupant of the Oval Office has changed, the occupant of the throne of heaven has not changed.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Is still in control.
Exactly. And this is the thing, you know, for Catholics around the world who see the second Catholic in the Oval Office in our country's history, I can tell you, being raised Catholic, Pastor Jeffers, that there is nothing ever in my reading and training that would authorize the abortion of babies, the selling of baby parts, the comfort care offering of a child who is post-abortive and survives an abortion. This is how absurd this has become. And as you say, it is rank hypocrisy that needs to be called out. I don't care if you're a Catholic, a Protestant, you know, a devout Muslim, whatever, just go right on down the line. Death is not the choice. You know, if you're going to choose death, then you're aligning yourself with the evil forces that we're already dealing with that God made clear ever since, you know, that fateful day in paradise.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think this is why it's so important that we not give up. We need to push back. But at the same time, Bill, and this is why I wrote this book, A Place Called Heaven Devotional, this is a great time to remind us that this world is not our ultimate home, that God has something much better planned for us. And that's what I want Christians to focus on who may feel a little depressed right now.
Exactly.
God is in control. He's got a wonderful future for you. And that's why Colossians 3 says, set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on the earth.
Well, I love the devotional. It is such a blessing, and it's perfect. I mean, in its timing, to remind us that we're sojourners, that this is temporary, that there is an eternal future for all of us. And it's not about being so heavenly minded, we're no earthly good, but it's also to kind of, you know, reset the thermostat of our lives, so to speak, and also our compass to realize where are we going to end up? Are we going to end up in heaven or hell?
Well, that's right. And, you know, that's a great phrase you use about people. And you hear this trite expression, oh, they're so heavenly minded, they're no earthly good. Bill, I've never met anybody like that before. You know, C.S. Lewis said, the problem is not that we think too much of heaven, but that we think too little of it. Mm-hmm. And he said, history has shown that the Christians who are most effective in this world are those Christians who think most about the next world. And that's the whole thing. When we think about heaven, we think about the length of eternity, it makes us want to use the brief years we have here on earth even more effectively. And in this book, what I've done is with 100 devotionals, they take about 4 minutes to read each day, challenging people for the next 100 days to fix your hope on the hope of heaven.
Exactly. Well, on day 11, you ask a ponderous question. You said, have you ever thought of heaven as a real place?
Yeah, a lot of people think that heaven is just a state of mind, but Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And that word place, topos, is a geographical location. Heaven is a real place. Jesus left this earth a real place to ascend into, not a state of mind, but into an actual place, and he's coming back to take us into himself.
Another question you pose is, why do you think Satan tries to deceive people with the myth that heaven is going to be boring?
Yeah, I think, you know, the secret fear most Christians have about heaven is it's going to be one unending church service, 24/7. Well, the fact is, we are going to worship God, and it'll be worship like we've never experienced before, but worship isn't the only thing we do. We're going to work in heaven. God created us to work. I mean, Bill, you very well could be having, an eternal celestial talk show in heaven.
As long as I have you as a guest, hallelujah.
Well, and we can talk forever without commercial breaks. I mean, that'd be great.
Exactly.
But why do we think these gifts we have are just for this life only? God has made us eternal beings, and we're going to have real responsibilities in heaven.
Well, and as you say, God told us in the garden to be fruitful and multiply, to be productive, and that's when we're happiest, is when we are productive. So can you imagine what it's going to be like in heaven when we are at our most productive?
That's exactly right. No restrictions. We'll enjoy work as God intended us to.
Well, Pastor, again, you're such a blessing to everyone in putting things in perspective, especially during these trying times. I know some people are coming out of what we experienced and their heads are reeling a little bit. But thank you for resetting our compasses and our focus to realize that all this is temporary, leading to the eternal, which will be forever. Amen, right? Okay, thank you so much. A Place Called Heaven, a devotional, 100 Days of Living in the Hope of Eternity. I'm in the middle of it right now. I tell you are going to be blessed. Get your hands on it. The book is available all the usual places and linked on our website at thebillmartinezshow.com.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There are so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. 800-452-0072. That's 800-452-0072.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75 with a 1.98% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Financial Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, it's time for Dr. Ted Baer, founder and publisher of The Movie Guide, Mr. Valentine himself. As we approximate Valentine's Day, all the best to you and yours. Happy Valentine's Day. And I pray that the love of God would surround you dearly, Dr. Ted.
I appreciate it, and my wife and I did not get married on Valentine's Day, which many people do. We got married on the 18th, so, you know, we decided not to compete with Valentine's Day.
Yeah, but with you and your wife, every day is Valentine's Day, Ted. I know that.
That's exactly right. How did you know?
Because I know. I know the way you live your life. I mean, you know, hey, look at, you know, given the choice, I mean, why not? Why not make every day Valentine's Day?
Well, it's true. And, you know, my wife's been on chemotherapy and, you know, infusions for 25 years. So she's constantly getting operations and they're very serious. So every day is a miracle. Every day is a blessing.
Amen.
And every day gets me to do a lot of work that I didn't expect when we first got married. So there you go.
Well, bless your hearts, and we continue to pray for her and you and the family, because, you know, this is tough. But when you the other side of that coin is, you know, like the Bible says, he who knows their God will be doing mighty exploits. It's not so much about the exploits, I say, as much as it is having that intimate relationship with God. Your walk with God has been so defined and expanded because of what you and your wife have gone through together.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've seen some people, you know, it's not easy. Let's face it.
Yeah.
And, you know, quite often, because you and I are strong believers and believe in all the blessings that God is giving us, and I see them all the time. But, you know, Oral Roberts put into perspective, 6 months before he died, we had lunch and a couple of people, and he said, because, you know, we're all members of NRB, like you.
Yes, right.
And, exactly. And he said, you know, there are three types of healing. My wife was sick at that time, and so he said you can have instant healing, which we all look forward to. You can have medical healing, which is why we're building the hospital on our property, and then you can have the ultimate healing. So,
yes, exactly.
You know, we have many of us forget that there is a whole theology of life. God says that there will be trials and tribulations. So, you know, we can't ignore it. We're not just living as Gnostics thinking that we're in a bubble. We're not in a bubble. We're in a real world, real pain, real suffering that needs a real Jesus.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And to share with you a personal story, if I might, was I went through an extreme trial, and one that you go through the fires and you're still smoking. I mean, it was a tough one to endure. And as you say, it's not always about roses and rainbows. But it took me probably about 6 months after that, Ted, when I would pray the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer is one of my favorite prayers. Maybe because I was raised Catholic. I don't know. It's just also the idea that, you know, it's a prayer that Jesus gave us. It's a prayer that is shared on Saturdays and Sundays and most days around the world. You think about it. You know, people are praying the Lord's Prayer on a daily basis. And to think that you get to join in corporately with others around the world, you know, saying the same words. Well, you know, after I had gone through this trial, I would go to pray, and I was leading a prayer group, and I'd go to pray the Lord's Prayer, and when it got to "Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done," my brain couldn't handle it, and I just said, "God, I can't. I need a break. I cannot pray that right now. I've had too much of Your kingdom right now. If I could be perfectly honest, and God could handle that, and that's what started a different depth of relationship between me and God, because I realized I could be honest and say, you know, this is not good. I don't like this, and He didn't turn me into a pillar of salt."
Well, you know, we could talk about this forever because one Christian leader, a friend of ours that you have on your show, who his wife said to me, because she prays for Lily, "Oh, you can't be, this was 12 years ago or 15 years ago.
Yeah.
You can't be angry at God. You know, you go through those moments of saying, God, why is this happening to me?"
Right.
And so I spent about 2 months being discouraged about that.
Right.
And then my son walked in, who was in Hollywood High School. My daughter, you know, you drive into the parking lot, and these kids had Maseratis and cars that, you know, I'll never afford because I'm a ministry.
Mm.
And they were on a ministry scholarship to this Hollywood High School. And there had been just a scandal with a professor and a daughter, you know, one of the students, et cetera. And he said, "You know why we're all doing well is because we have to take care of Mom. We have to drive her to UCLA to the hospital and all this stuff." So, you know, that quickly brought me out that there was another perspective that God had sown seeds of such faithfulness into my children, such love in my children, such compassion, which was incredible. And then I started to see that every day is a miracle.
Amen. Amen. Well, I want to talk to you about Bill Maher once again. He is letting his lips fly, and I'm sad for him. I'm sad that he thinks he can mock the Bible. God says he will not be mocked. You're going to reap what you sow. And his perspective was the Capitol riot was a faith-based initiative.
Well, he does this frequently, and there are periods when he almost sounds sane, you know, when he was clearly saying to his other atheists and radical liberals, far leftists, that the Muslim threat was a real threat. I mean, he understood that.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, several of his atheist friends understood that because they dislike all religion, not realizing that atheism is the religion that's killed more people in the 20th century than any other religion. If you go look at the Black Book of Communism just for Russia, it's close to 60 to 80 million people. And then you add Mao, it's over 120 million people. So they're way ahead of anybody else in terms of killing people.
Right.
And you can see that in the reflections. But they don't think logically. I've just been reading two great books. The first one was Danubia by John Winder in England, not John Wimber, but John Winder. A brilliant book. And he comes to the conclusion that the destruction of the 20th century, which started off with World War One, more men were killed than ever before, about 11 million men. And then you had the women, the children, and the towns, and the new artillery, and the gassing, and all that stuff. And he says it was the liberals. The liberals were the ones who did it. They were the ones who were so smug before that they thought that, you know, they could get away with designing a world that is democratic. As Plato says, democracy is mob rule, and it became mob rule all over Europe. We don't want democracy. You want checks and balances, and that's what the founding fathers had learned. And unfortunately, because Bill Maher does not understand the sinfulness of man, he doesn't need to know, understand the love that Jesus has for him. Jesus has tremendous love for him and can't wait for Bill Maher to come into the kingdom of heaven. Amen. And then the angels will be rejoicing. And I could tell you jokes about that, but I won't.
Okay. The interesting thing about his statement, he goes on to associate QAnon with Christianity. I'm not sure how he gets there.
Well, a lot of people do that, you know, because I'm in Hollywood.
Yeah.
So, you know, I hear this all the time. This is not a rare thing. And Q is, you know, this is, I tried to listen at one point and it was so ridiculous. I used to work at the U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District of New York, in the Securities Fraud Department. But, you know, people, as Chesterton said, people who don't believe in anything will believe. You know, and in everything, and that's what they're doing today. I misquoted him, and you're going to have to correct that.
No.
But the truth of the matter is that Bill Maher is feeding off all the CNN, all the other lines that are out there, as long as they're opposed to religion, which, because he's an atheist.
Yes, exactly.
And you see Dawkins and other people doing exactly the same thing. And, of course, their favorite heroes, like Darwin, led to Stalin saying that he could kill millions of people. It didn't matter. It was survival of the fittest. And Hitler killing millions of people, saying it didn't matter. It was survival of the fittest. They don't understand the consequences of their action. And if you want to listen to a great course on Audible or from the great courses, you can listen directly to the great courses. It's a course on the wisdom of history, because he points out that people do not learn from history. They didn't learn in the 20th century, and they're not learning now.
Amen.
And try telling your kids that they're about to do something wrong. Don't do it. You're going to get in trouble. And they say, no, I got to learn for myself. Well, learning from yourself is a lack of intelligence. As PSA said, you know, an animal has to stick its foot in the trap to know it's a trap. But man can learn from secondary sources. And the best other source for finding out about killing and anything else is the Bible. And if Bill Maher recognized that, his life would be turned around.
Could you imagine? I imagine that for him, because I know the difference it made in my life as well. Well, some rather great stories there that you want to be on the lookout for. There's a review of the SEAL Team episode 315, Rules of Engagement, and also the article on former President Donald Trump resigning from the Screen Actors Guild. MovieGuide.org is where you want to go to be in the flow of the know, as we say. And it's always an honor to have Dr. Ted Baer with us, founder publisher of MovieGuide. Thank you, Ted. Take care. God bless.
Thank you, Bill. Bye-bye.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with the soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends
recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.